Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends. So glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. This is General Gonzo S. Patton, and I want to welcome you to Freedom Outlaw Radio. I'm back in black. So glad to be back. Yes, we are back in black. Here, live from our bunker, unmedicated, unrestrained, and unleashed on an unsuspecting society. So let the good times roll. I'm politically incorrect. Nothing is safe or sacred. Nothing. No stone shall be left unturned. What we're going to talk about on a show-by-show basis is how to live free under an increasing tyranny, how to live and act free in an ever-increasing world that does not allow us freedom, in a world that has a lot, our freedoms have been eroded. Abraham Lincoln said that this country, with its institutions, belongs to the people who inhabit it. Whenever they shall grow weary of the existing government, they can exercise their constitutional right of amending it, or exercise their revolutionary right to overthrow it. Right now, people are clamoring for both. People are pushing for an Article 5 convention to amend the Constitution and change the system. Others are clamoring to exercise their revolutionary right to overthrow the system. One thing's for sure, the system needs an enema. There are too many turds in the punch bowl. And if you disagree with me, you are more than likely a liberal, heterophobic turd. And you're more than welcome to call in and actively engage at 347-857-1197. We have a special hotline number for Bernie Sanders progressives, and that number is 347-857-1197. But right now, let's move along to what really matters, and that is taking back the grand old party, the GOP. Boehner decided that he was going to step down because he couldn't get reelected Speaker of the House without votes from the Democrats. And, well, that didn't look so good. Everybody knew he was Obama's boy, but he didn't want to be seen as Obama's boy and have to get reelected with votes from Pelosi's side of the House. So he decided that he would announce he was stepping down, and he would do everything he could to throw his weight in alcohol and cigarette breath behind McCarthy. But McCarthy wasn't ready to drive the car. McCarthy lugging around baggage of his own. He's incompetent, several IQ points shy of, well, shy of Jeb Bush. And we've all seen the size of his watermelon head. So McCarthy quickly got tossed to the wayside. And now everything's in disarray. The GOP doesn't know what to do. They're blaming the conservatives for their problems. The rhinos are in full panic mode, thanks to the Freedom Caucus standing up to them. Lessons learned from the McCarthy era. Conservatives 2, rhinos 0. And Paul Ryan is the absolute worst choice for speaker. He gets an F on his conservative scorecard at 58%. He's a loser. Daniel Webster, he's a D, 64%. Kevin McCarthy, 45%. He's an F for failure. Boehner, the one who was speaker, still is speaker, kind of looming around the House like a specter that won't go away. Something that you've gone down to the free clinic and gotten shots for but still can't get rid of? 37%. And what about over on the Senate? Mitch, Obama's bitch McConnell? 50%. He's an F. He's a failure. Gotta go too. The Republicans in the establishment side are a mess. There are only a few true conservatives. And if you go to conservativereview.com, you can see who and what their scores and voting records are. I encourage you to utilize that site. It is an incredible site, not only to keep track of presidential candidates, but to keep track of your Congress critters, your senators, and people as they pop up in the race for the big seat in the House. We need to take back control of our freedom and our liberty. And the only way we can do that is by acting free. And acting free does not mean being on social media, be it Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or some other mode, and pissing and moaning and whining and preaching to the choir. Social networking sites exist because they fill a niche and they allow allow you to feel like you're doing something while you're accomplishing nothing. If Facebook, Farmville, and Twitter accomplished anything, they would be illegal. Let's face it. They're like voting. If voting mattered, it would be illegal. What you can do is get off your butt and get involved in politics locally. You need to affect change at the local level. You need to run out the establishment at your local level. You need to start showing up at your precinct committee meetings. You need to look around and find out who the old establishment guard are, eye them with contempt, find out who the young Turks are, and get in with them and start picking off the blue-haired crowd, the ones that drove up in the Mercury Grand Marquis with the disabled plates and running them out of town and kicking them off and getting them off the precinct committee chair positions and pretty soon getting them off the county central committee so that you take back your central committee. And then as you get control of enough of the central committees, you can take back your state GOP. Once you have control of your state GOP, you write your own ticket. You go to your state convention and you select who runs the party. You don't have some squish running your party in your state. You don't have some nefarious candy ass running the party in your state. You have winners running the party in your state. People that believe in the Constitution, that believe in liberty, that believe in the rule of law, and they start running candidates that believe in a freedom agenda that will take on these liberal, Marxist, progressives and actually begin to slay the dragons that stand before us. Because right now, what we have is a GOP that is content to be the status quo, and occasionally when we the people get mad enough, they're content to go, oh, we won an election. But they're not content to do anything. They need to go. And the only way that's going to happen is if we the people get off of Facebook, get off of Twitter, get off our asses and on our feet and actually do something. And there are things we can do, not just being a whiner and a complainer who pisses and moans online. I know, it's shocking, but pissing and moaning online is not activism. I know a lot of people think it is, but it's not. Being a keyboard warrior is not being a warrior. We need to get outside and be a pain in the ass. We need to be organizers just like the left is. We need to be in the streets. We need to be persistent. We need to be persistent over resistance. We need to stand up and demand to be counted. And we start with phone calls, emails, letters. We start with protests, shutting down highways. We start with the tactics of the left. And we do not stop. We continue to push and push and push until we get what we desire, and that is freedom and liberty for all. The Constitution is the rule of law in the United States of America. We enter every conversation with that in our minds. We do not enter a debate with a progressive about gun control with anything in our minds other than, look, knucklehead, when SCOTUS decided on Heller, that became settled law. The Second Amendment is settled law, as you liberals so like to say. Now go away. Use their arguments against them. Beat them over the head with their words. They like to say things are settled law. Well, good. It's settled law. Beat them over the head. It's settled law. Pound on them. Make them understand that they have no choice but to acquiesce to our conservative demands. And be you a conservative, a conservatarian, constitutionalist, whatever. Stand for the courage of your convictions. But stand up. Get involved. Take over your local precincts. Take over your local GOP. Take over your state GOP. And run out these squishes that have had it easy for far too long. It is time that we got back our country. Time that we took control of things. And it's time that we exercised some of our black op spirit. Because let's face it, our founders would have been shooting by now. They went to war over a breakfast beverage, and it wasn't even coffee. Did you know those nice portable signs that are on the side of the road? The password to them that you can hook up to with your smartphone, your tablet, using the USB cord. Most of them is A, B, C, D, or 1, 2, 3, 4, because the highway workers can't remember the passwords. Change them to arrest Obama. Fire Congress. Be free. Think for yourself. Be creative in your message. Just the word think. Put people on point. Make people think for themselves. freedom does not have to die the way that it is. We're giving nukes to Iran, to people who want to kill us. We're allowing the Russians to move about willy-nilly and push us around, allowed the Muslim Brotherhood into the White House. When did America become a nation of beta males who would stand for this kind of thing? I don't know whether to be more embarrassed or more disgusted by what's going on. The pussification of America is damn near complete, and it's time that we stood up. We can all do things. You can print half sheet Avery labels and spend a weekend cruising around slapping them under the word stop on these big red and white stop signs and have a message that says stop Obama or stop Congress or stop tyranny or stop doing what you're told. Become a freedom outlaw. Stop obeying laws that don't hurt anyone when you break them. Run red lights. If it's the middle of the night and no one's there and you're in a left turn lane and the light's red, turn frickin' left if there's no cops around. When cars are backed up in the turn lane, they turn left. I drive right past the turn lane, hang a Huey, and turn right and keep going home because, well, it's faster, it's more convenient, and I get a warm fuzzy when I see how much it pisses off the 20 cars I just got ahead of. You know why? I'm not programmed to make those people happy by waiting in line behind them. If they are sheep and they want to stand in line to be sheared, let me get out the clippers and shear them, because I don't give a flock what those sheep do. I only care that I have better things to do than sit in a line of cars. Say what's on your mind. Your peace. When you're standing in line and someone says something stupid, like, can I get your name? Look them in the eye and say, why didn't your parents give you one? Make them think about what they're saying. Confront stupidity on all fronts. When the power's out, and the person at the cash register can't make change, tell them how much the change is so that you can move through the line. Be able to make change in your head. Teach your children to make change in their head. Don't let them be one of those idiots standing at the till when they're a teenager and they have a job and they can't make change because there's a winter storm. Make them useful to their employer. But most of all, live free and make those around you live free. Be free. And take people with you into freedom. Don't let them lag behind. Don't let people lag behind out of fear. The government is too big, too nebulous, and too out of control for us to fear. It can't find us. It can't tell what's going on. The IRS says that somewhere between 5 million and 35 million people a year don't pay their taxes. And they don't know if it's closer to 5 million or 35 million. Now, if they can't figure out how many people are screwing them out of tax money, they sure as hell aren't going to be able to figure out who's running the red lights, who's driving 110 with a $400 radar detector, and they're not going to be able to figure out who is running out the rhinos on the central committees and taking over the state GOP and taking back their country one conservative state at a time. It's time that we did something. Quit watching TV. Quit watching the news. I haven't had cable in my house in months, and I'm damn glad of it. I don't watch the news. I don't even watch Fox News, and I'm better for it. You will be too when you source your own raw news, because you are educated enough to make your own decisions. And remember, when someone wants to discuss something and they want to debate a law that normally they would say, well, it's settled science or it's settled law, like the Second Amendment, tell them to piss off because, well, it's settled law. The Heller decision is settled law. So we're not discussing the Second Amendment. Mr. President, you are cordially invited to go have sexual intercourse with yourself. You're not allowed to change the Constitution. You're not allowed to do anything regarding background checks. When I looked at the Bill of Rights, I didn't see an asterisk next to any of them, much less the Second Amendment, that said void where prohibited. So kiss my hairy ass. You are not allowed to change anything. And that's protected speech under the First Amendment. So piss off, pinhead. And yeah, the show's recorded. Send it to him. I'll send him one. I'm not bashful. Come back Thursday. I've got a lot to say. Everyone's entitled to my opinion. And maybe I'll have some liberals who will have enough cojones to call in and talk to me about some of this. Because I'd like one of them to explain to me why it is they want to kill the unborn, but they never want to kill those on death row. Thank you all for your time, your patience, and I will see you, well, actually, I'll chat with you again on Thursday. Good night, God bless, and God bless America. And by the way, behead those who insult Christianity. And if that offends you, good, then I'm doing my job.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation. Triumph.